The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
You know, a lot of us are pretty good about doing things that we may not want to do, but we do them anyway. Filing taxes, getting your license tabs renewed, getting the oil changed in your car. But there's one thing that we really seem to lag on, and that is scheduling routine cancer screenings. Our next guest would like to change that. She is the CEO of Prevent Cancer Foundation, Jody Hoyas. Jody, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and that's not just based on hearsay. You took a survey about cancer screening. Tell us a little bit more about that survey.
We did take a survey. We did an early detection survey and found exactly what you pointed out, that we are better about scheduling our routine car maintenance, like oil changes, than we are about our routine health, like cancer screenings. So what the survey showed was that 65% of Americans age 21 and older are not up to date with at least one of their routine cancer screenings. And the challenge there is that routine cancer screenings are what give us the best chance about preventing cancer or detecting it in its earliest stages when treatment is most likely to be effective. So we really would like to see that turned around.
Did you get any indication in this survey about why people are avoiding these screenings?
We did. So there can be a number of barriers to receiving and getting health services for people. What we found most often was that people simply didn't know they needed to be screened. Many others also reported that they didn't think they needed to be screened because they weren't experiencing any signs or symptoms. And we don't want people to wait until they're experiencing signs or symptoms. So that is part of the reason why we're launching the Early Detection Equals Better Outcomes campaign and the work we're doing through our education.
What do you think could help turn the trend around and get more people screened on a timely basis?
It's education, really, and information in an easy-to-use format. So we all receive a lot of information. We're on overload right now in general,
right.
And particularly about our health. I mean, there's been a lot directed at us over the past several years about our health. And so what will turn it around is really easy-to-use education. People are more likely to act when they receive information about the benefits of early detection. And so that's really what we wanted to do, provide clear messaging and information about what cancer screenings people need at every age, information that people can use to talk to their loved ones about family history of cancer, because that's an important consideration if you have access to that information, and provide the ability for people to go ahead and schedule medical appointments right from our website. We all have enough to do, so making it as easy as possible is part of what will turn this around.
That's a great point. One of the reasons we're talking about this now is that we're coming up on March, which is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. What are some of the recommendations for colorectal cancer screenings?
Colorectal cancer is actually one of the few cancers that's preventable through screening. So it's a really important one. They're all important. But colorectal cancer is preventable through screening because doctors can go and remove polyps before they have a chance to go on and become cancer. Screening can also detect cancer in its earliest, most treatable stages. So we don't want people to miss out. The recommendation for when you start is age 45. So if you're age 45 or older, it's time for your colorectal cancer screening. And that can be through a colonoscopy or through other options like at-home testing.
Where can people go for more information on this, Jody?
They can go to preventcancer.org. And in there, they will also find an interactive tool where they can create a personalized screening plan that they can print out and take with them to their medical appointments. And that's really helpful.
All right. Very good. We will check it out. Jody, appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.